old school with my superhero themes today. The TV Batman theme earlier. And I love the original TV Superman theme song. But don't you get a little goosebumpy when you hear the Christopher Reeve one, too?
Oh, yeah.
He was a fantastic Superman.
And it just feels so patriotic, this music.
That's true. See, you can practically see Christopher Reeves, remember, holding the American flag,
mm-hmm.
flying with the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumpy. I am literally getting goosebumpy.
I'm having one of those days, too. I was listening to Let It Be and getting all teary-eyed. I've heard it like 7 trillion times.
Of course.
What's wrong with me?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, this new Batman Superman movie, killing at the box office this weekend. Weekend numbers are just in, the estimated weekend numbers. Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, $170 million. Far exceeding expectations, and expectations were pretty high. It is now the biggest ever March movie opening ever. Phenomenal weekend. Zootopia. Still hanging in there, taking in $23 million. Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, 18.1. Miracles from Heaven and the Divergent series, Allegiant, rounding out the top five. Any interest in seeing this at all?
I like superheroes.
So you may go see it at some point.
You know what I'm actually watching right now? I'm really behind on TV. I mean, I'm like eons behind. I'm finally watching Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know a lot of people love it.
It's kind of cute. My son likes it more than I do, I think. Because it's just a little bit too much fighting for me.
Yeah.
But it's well put together.
You liked it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting hearing the reaction to this Batman Superman movie. I gave it a B minus, which I think is okay. The movie's longer than it should be. It's a really long setup until like the really good stuff starts to happen. I think a little bit characteristic of the director of the movie, Zack Snyder. Overall, I got to say, I enjoyed it. You know, I've seen it twice, and came out same way both times. I'm not on the hopping on the critics' bandwagon, trashing this movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think you just need to be patient. I don't even think the length of the movie kills watching it. I think you just need to be patient, you'll enjoy it.
And I think that as long as you know it's going to be long when you go in,
yeah.
It's okay. It's when it surprises you. You know, you don't look at the back of the DVD box or whatever see how long it is.
Yeah, that's when you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end? It's 2.5 hours long. That's a long movie. And it very definitely could have been shorter, but I think the acting was, for a superhero movie, I mean, we're not talking about Spotlight or Room, or some touching dramatic movie. It's a superhero movie. And I think I do look at these kinds of movies a little differently than I do straight dramatic, movies. They're superhero movies. One of the guys flies. So I'm not putting a lot of realism into what I'm saying about it. I had a good time. That's really how I'm sort of looking at this. Are you going to have a good time? Eventually, yes, you will. When you see this film, but the opinions are everywhere, and everyone is certainly entitled to their opinions. We had a great time a couple of weeks ago out in Los Angeles. We sat down with the entire cast, talked to them all to kind of get their takes on what it's like for British actor Henry Cavill. I think everyone's surprised when they hear him actually speak, and he's British. he's Superman, but he's British. It couldn't be a nicer person. This is his second go round now as the Man of Steel. And one of the things that I wanted to know from him when we sat down and talked, was it significantly different second time around for him?
Yes, of course it's different. I mean, we're introducing a larger universe. It's no longer just a world in which Superman exists. It is the realization that within the world, more than one of these superheroes exist. And they're all kind of undiscovered. I mean, Batman's been around for a while, but he's not quite hung his cape up, but he's not been like a very much a recognizable superhero. And then this godlike being arrives in the sky, and all of a sudden everyone starts popping up everywhere. Or at least the idea, the knowledge that they exist, means that more must exist. And so people start looking.
So for you personally, having to share the universe now? Is that did that take some getting used to after being the main guy?
I'm excited by the prospect, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's so much in the way of wonderful stories in the DC comic universe that I don't want to hoard everything to myself. I want to share these stories. I want to help other characters develop their stories. I would love to have other characters help me develop my story as Superman, and so on and so forth.
Just talk to me about the physical role. This was a different suit this time, I heard.
The suit's ever so slightly different. We have a bit of Kryptonian language in there, on the S-shield and on the sleeve. And a very important addition was a zipper, so I could use the restroom whenever I wanted. Which was a bit of a problem.
You would think that it wouldn't have taken this long to give Superman a zipper.
You'd think so, but no one thought of it until this movie.
That's amazing.
And then they did it. Their training regimen was... I wanted to be bigger and better this time around, and so it was just a far more intense process over a longer period of time, to simplify it.
That has to be uncomfortable. The whole thing has to be incredibly uncomfortable, chafing.
I mean, it's a little uncomfortable, but not so uncomfortable that it's not worth it. I mean, you're playing Superman, so...
That's not a bad trade-off, I guess.
Exactly.
Right? Are you concerned at all of being too defined as being Superman?
No. It's my job to do movies in between or after. Say, for example, I mean, I would love the prospect of doing 10 years worth of Superman movies, one movie every year, whether I'm in someone else's movie or I have my own standalone or I'm in ensemble movies. I love that idea. And after the fact, it's my job to convince everyone else that I can tell other stories. And a director to obviously direct me best, and editors and studios to choose all my best bits, but it's my job. I'm not worried about that. As long as I get the right stories to do it, I believe I can do it.
All right, there you go. And he was in, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Was it last year or the year before? So he does do some other things. British actor Henry Cavill, Superman, the Man of Steel. You know, when you walk in the room to interview him, he gets out of his chair, he stands like a person who's been raised with manners, and shakes hands with you and greets you. And when you're finished, he stands, a man with some courtesy, with some manners and politeness. Really, really stuck with me. That rarely happens. A quick break, and then we'll talk with his love, Lois Lane, actress Amy Adams, and also Batman, Ben Affleck, next on WGN. The worldwide numbers for Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, are out. Worldwide box office numbers. This film has earned almost $500 million in its first weekend. Absolutely amazing. But $170 million here in the U.S. And, certainly will continue that trend for the next couple of weeks. My A-list interviews with the stars of Batman versus Superman. We just heard from Superman. Now let's hear from the love of his life, Lois Lane, played by our pal, Oscar nominee Amy Adams. One of the questions that I asked her, because she is also reprising her role as Lois Lane, if it was easier for her this time around.
Absolutely. The first one, we were just sort of developing, Clark's storyline and sort of introducing this new Superman to the world. And now we get to see him as he exists in a larger world with the Metropolis and Gotham together, which I think is such a cool concept. To not only bring the characters together of Batman and Superman, but also to introduce the world of Gotham and Metropolis as neighboring cities.
Seems like a little more physical for you in this one, was it?
Yeah, it was a lot more physical. Zach knows I like that stuff, and I like to be challenged. So we had a couple sequences I had to do some underwater training for, and I'm not good at scuba. It turns out I got very claustrophobic. So I learned some free dive techniques, which I really liked. I found it very... very, very fun.
Kind of peaceful and
very peaceful.
Meditative, I guess.
Yeah, and then of course I shoot the scene and I'm like having to struggle, and that is not peaceful.
And that's
meditative.
That's
I was
exactly,
like, oh, that's a totally
exactly
different thing.
Exactly the opposite of peaceful.
Yeah, so I had to sort of, it was really, really awesome to get to have that physical challenge.
Yeah. How do fans react? I mean, your body of work precedes you in every place you go, but you're also Lois Lane. And I wonder if that's like a certain amount of gravity for a lot of fans.
Yeah, I mean, people take it very seriously. And, you know, you want to do a good job and you think about sort of what their expectations are, and you know you're not going to meet every one of them, and I understand that. But when I get on set, I have to really pay attention to what's happening in the story, what's happening in the relationships, and focus on that. And you really hope that the story and the relationships kind of give the people what they want more than just, you know, head to toe kind of being.
Just as you're saying that, I'm realizing the parallels between being an actress / A-lister versus being a superhero, and you know, sort of like the kinds of demands on what we see in these characters in the movie, and the kinds of things that you must have to go through in your daily life.
You know, it's actually I don't feel it. I have to be honest. I keep my life pretty simple, and it's really only when, you know, I'm promoting a movie that I sort of feel this pressure. Because in my own life, I'm very relaxed, and I just am kind of a natural girl, and I don't worry about it. So it always takes, it is an adjustment period when we start doing press again.
Once you're
to
in
just
this
be
crazy.
Like, it kind of matters to people what I'm wearing. But it's, you know, that's not, I don't feel like I should really complain that much about
not
it.
That,
it's just an adjustment.
Ben Affleck actually felt differently about the comparison between superhero dumb and being an A-lister. He talks about that, but when I sat down with him, the first thing that I did is I had to congratulate him about his appearance on Jimmy Kimmel after the Oscars when he walks out in this gigantic coat. Did you see this clip? It's hilarious. Look at it on YouTube. When they introduce him, he walks out in a gigantic coat. Eventually, it's revealed that he has snuck Matt Damon out onto Jimmy Kimmel's set, Jimmy Kimmel's arch rival, Matt Damon. And Matt Damon was all wrapped up like in a little ball underneath Ben Affleck's coat. It was hilarious. And that's where we started with Ben Affleck.
Congrats on this.
Thank you very much.
But even bigger congrats on the Jimmy Kimmel thing with Matt. That's one of the funniest things I ever saw.
Yeah, that was fun. It was not easy getting Matt out there on that stage.
How long did it take to get him in there? How long was he in there?
You know, I've been carrying Matt so long, I just got used to it. No, it was it took a little bit. There was like a whole harness and a rig and a thing, and he had to like strap on and then kind of like hold like a little koala bear. He was holding on under the coat there, but it was fun. I love that show. It's a good time.
I don't know if you thought it was worth it, but we sure did. It was hilariously
funny.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
So, walk me through this thought process. I mean, if there's ever been a character who is so scrutinized and somebody to take on the Batman persona, you know you're going to be compared to every other Batman along the way. You must have, like, really given some thought to wanting
to
do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, chiefly, there's just, as you point out, there's so many good actors who've played the part before. And so that's definitely intimidating. Everyone who's done it, somebody I really admire, particularly, of course, you know, and most recently, Christian Bale and Chris Nolan made three incredible films. So, you know, you have that fact there, and it's not going away, you know. So you don't want to try to do something that is wants to be like what they did, because I think we would have just ended up doing a cheaper imitation, you know. We tried to do something a little bit different, take a different Batman, a little bit older, a little bit more world weary, a little wiser, that kind of thing, to take our own sort of spin on it while still inside the confines of what, you know, people consider to still be the character of Batman.
But, is that the process, though, is that you're going to have a completely different take on it, so it doesn't really matter where you fall in the other, you know, the list of favorite
Batman? Well, I don't think
Batman.
You can, like, worry about where you're going to end up in the list of favorite Batman, you know, play the part. I mean, that's, like, for just...
Or even what kind of criticism you're going to get. I mean, it's almost like
every time you do
you
a movie,
like the challenge,
every,
right?
Every movie you do, it gets reviewed. It gets criticized. And every time you go outside, and especially nowadays, unfortunately, even with your kids or whatever, you know, with your family, there's the people take photographs and comment on it and remark on it. So it's just a function of daily life, you know, if you want to do this kind of work. And, you know, so, you should just be equipped and ready for that if you want to do it. So that doesn't worry me. I don't get bent out of shape worrying about, like, what are people going to say. I just worry about trying to do my job as well as I possibly can.
In a way, it's almost Batman-like, isn't it, of this guy who has to live his life under this constant pressure. I mean, it is very much like being an A-list movie star.
In a weird way, you know, Batman does play these roles, you know, so there's a little bit of an actor in him. Bruce Wayne is a role that he plays, particularly in our movie. It's like another mask that he puts on, you know, a persona, the billionaire playboy philanthropist, you know, guy. as well as the literal mask of Batman. You know, yeah. He's a guy who's fluid with all these identities, yeah. Probably trying to find his own.
Yeah, there is Ben Affleck. We're going to put all the interviews up on the web so you can listen to those. Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams. We talked with Jesse Eisenberg, who is really interesting about playing Lex Luthor. We talked with Israeli actress Gal Gadot, who takes on the role of Wonder Woman. All WGN Radio, WGNTV.com. We've got them in both places. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we're talking what to do with your leftover Easter eggs. That's coming up, of course, on our Food Time show today, WGN.